I'm now joined by Matt Hogan, Chief Investment Officer at Bitwise, who just today, they launched the Bitwise Bitcoin Strategy Optimum Roll ETF, ticker symbol BITC. This now joins a couple of other crypto-related ETFs they offer, the Bitwise Crypto Industry Innovators ETF, ticker BITQ, and the Bitwise Web3 ETF, ticker BWEB. Matt is now on the line with me from San Francisco. Matt, congratulations on the launch, and thank you for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me, Nate. Delighted to be here, and delighted to have this product out on the market.
Yeah, so let's jump right in here, and then perhaps we can broaden out and talk about the crypto space overall. Certainly a lot going on there. So this ETF offers exposure to CME-traded Bitcoin futures, but the twist is that you're managing the rolling of futures contracts. You're not just automatically rolling over into the next month. So explain exactly what you're doing here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, you and I go way back in the ETF industry, so we know in the commodity space, there are usually two ETFs for every commodity. There's one that invests in front-month futures. You can think of USO. And there's one that optimizes the roll, where they look at all the available futures, and they pick the one that should have the best long-term return, that has the least amount of contango or the most amount of backwardation, the least cost from holding that futures contract. And historically, those ones that take an optimized approach have outperformed the front month approach over time because they're making more intelligent decisions. So we took that piece of ETF history and applied it into the Bitcoin space. There are existing Bitcoin futures ETFs out there, but they all tend to invest in the front month or the front 2 months contracts. And we're taking this optimized roll approach, borrowed from academia, borrowed from ETF history, to design an ETF that's built for long-term investors as opposed to short-term traders.
Regarding those other futures-based Bitcoin ETFs on the market, if you look at performance, I would say overall, they've tracked the spot price of Bitcoin pretty darn well since they debuted in, October of 2021. Not perfectly, but I would say pretty good. And I don't want to get too far into the weeds here, but I am curious as to what sort of opportunities you think could present themselves in the Bitcoin futures curve that would allow you to improve upon that performance. Because, Matt, I'll tell you, I mean, I've talked to some of those other issuers, and I think they would argue that roll costs are a bit overrated. Now, perhaps that's because, you know, a lot of people sort of took jabs at these ETFs versus a spot product when they first came out. But I think their argument would be that the Bitcoin futures market has matured. It's become more efficient, that there's no storage costs for Bitcoin, so that the roll cost shouldn't be overly consequential. So I'm just curious, how do you view the opportunity here in terms of managing that roll?
Yeah, first of all, I should say that those are great products, and we think they do a great job for people who are looking to trade Bitcoin in an ETF wrapper. They're really designed for that. It is the case that the level of contango in the Bitcoin market has been relatively small compared to historical averages since those ETFs launched. I think a lot of that has to do with the crushing bear market that Bitcoin went through last year. If you look outside of bear market periods, the Bitcoin futures market has historically traded in a relatively high state of contango, and there has been the opportunity to improve return by looking out the curve. Really, the promise we're making to investors here is, you know, look, if the front month contract is the best available contract, we're going to be located in that contract just like other ETFs. But if we get into a situation like we had in 2020 or 2019 or even parts of this year where you can do better by being in an out month contract, we're going to go there instead. In other words, we're designed to be better than or equal to a front month contract. That doesn't mean it will outperform all the time, but at least we're making that decision. So for someone who wants to buy Bitcoin exposure and hold it for a year, for 2 years, for 5 years, they don't have to worry about the shape of the Bitcoin futures curve. They'll know that the product is always looking for the best available opportunity.
So besides BITC potentially being a longer or a better longer-term holding versus the other futures-based Bitcoin ETFs, which maybe are better tactical trading tools, are there any other points of comparison that you would highlight between BITC and the other futures-based Bitcoin ETFs on the market?
Yeah, I think there are probably two other pieces. You know, one thing, one of the reasons we launched this is we work with, you know, well over 1,000 financial advisors who are allocating to crypto and client accounts. And one of the things they value, aside from just the products we offer, is the relationship with Bitwise. So, you know, our ETF, if you want to think of it that way, has a 25-person distribution team, has a large research team that's focused exclusively on Bitcoin. So there is that service aspect, which I think is really important. And there are also some advantages just to being smaller, right? I hope we don't have that advantage forever, but there are some advantages just to being smaller in this market in terms of, you know, being ahead of certain roles and being a little bit more nimble that we hope to apply. So, you know, all those things added together, we think make this a compelling product for financial advisors who really want that long-term allocation to Bitcoin.
Sort of related to your first point there, can you talk a little bit more about the importance of what I would call crypto credibility? And I know you and I have discussed this before on the podcast, but the way I would lay this out for listeners is that if you're going to invest in a product in a particular area, it doesn't have to be Bitcoin, it can be in any particular niche or segment of the market, you know, theoretically you want somebody who's an expert in that. And so I'm just curious, Matt, how you view, you know, clearly Bitwise is positioned as an expert in crypto. You know, how does that manifest itself versus maybe an issuer who they're in all sorts of things and they're not necessarily an expert in the crypto space? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I absolutely know what you're talking about. And you know, what we do when we work with financial advisors and they allocate to our funds is we stand behind them with research and with people that advisors can reach out to. So if their client asks them, you know, how is what's going on in the banking sector impacting Bitcoin, they can have the full strength of Bitwise's, you know, 60-plus person team answering those questions. Financial advisors on the front lines, and particularly in crypto, they're often dealing with clients who are themselves spending a lot of time thinking about this space. And so they need to have good answers if those clients have questions. And that's one of the things we try to do at Bitwise, is supply those answers to our advisor clients and let them talk to their clients and come across as experts in the space.
One thing I have to ask you, and this won't surprise you at all, but I'm very consistent every time you join me on ETF Prime. I know Bitwise has been one of the leaders in pursuing a spot Bitcoin ETF. You put a ton of work into that initiative over the years. Does the launch of this futures-based ETF say anything about your level of optimism, or I would say lack thereof, that the SEC will approve a spot Bitcoin ETF anytime soon? Like, is BITC you sort of saying, okay, fine, we'll just stick to futures because it could be a while on spot?
Yeah, there's an element of that. You know, it's that Rolling Stones song, you can't get what you want, but sometimes you get what you need. We do not think there is currently an open window to get a spot ETF approved in the U.S. this year. And so we're offering this long-term design futures product to help investors gain exposure to the space. I will add one more nuance that maybe isn't obvious to people who are outside of the futures space, which is that the landscape's changed from when the first futures launched to today in a meaningful way. And what's changed is that interest rates have gone up. And, of course, when you're allocating to futures, you have collateral that you can invest in treasuries. And so you have this benefit from futures in a high interest rate environment that makes it almost pari passu or maybe even better than spot exposure from a total return perspective in certain environments, depending on the shape of the curve. You know, a fund like this will invest in futures and have a carry of a few percent, which helps boost those returns. So futures are more attractive today than they were 2 years ago. We would still love to have a spot Bitcoin ETF, but we don't think that window is open now, and we don't know when it will open. So we've built this product so advisors can allocate to the space.
You mentioned, obviously, Bitwise working with advisors, the research and the other capabilities you can bring to the table. I'd love to talk a little bit more about where you think Bitcoin fits in a portfolio, that when you're having these conversations with advisors, what are you telling them, or what will you tell them about using an ETF like yours? If they have a core portfolio built out with all of the asset classes that you would expect, U.S. stocks, international stocks, you know, diversified bond allocation, where does Bitcoin fit?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's start with point one, which is that advisors have clients who are allocating on their own. So one place that this fund fits is helping bring those assets inside the advisory relationship so that you can guide behavior, so that you can build your business. That's one important piece. From a portfolio construction perspective, and we've written extensive white papers, we have a publication coming out in the Journal of Finance on this, on its role in a portfolio. And what you see if you study it historically is it's the incredible contributor to long-term risk-adjusted returns at allocations between 1 and 5% as long as you rebalance regularly. And there are a few important things there. The first is that allocation size, 1 to 5%. If you get above that, you start introducing material risk, material drawdowns into your portfolio that can make it difficult for people to hold. So that's one important piece. And then the second piece is you have to rebalance. You have to treat this the same way you treat stocks, the same way you treat bonds. You have to rebalance so you capture the non-correlated benefit of having this kind of asset in your portfolio. So that's the answer. I like to tell people it's like cayenne pepper. A little bit in your food is fantastic, too much, and you won't be able to breathe. But a little bit does really go a long way here.
I think that's perfectly said. I've said for a long time that if you are going to invest in a high volatility asset such as Bitcoin, it really comes down to those two things. It comes down to position sizing and it comes down to rebalancing. And if you're doing those two things properly, something like Bitcoin can be additive to a diversified portfolio. Matt, just a couple of minutes left here. Any thoughts on Bitcoin itself right now? You look, it's up, what, 70%? Year-to-date, after obviously having a very difficult year last year. Is there anything that you're seeing right now in terms of specific drivers?
Yeah, I think there are three things that we're seeing. You know, one, crypto has always been a cyclical market, three up years followed by one pullback year, 2011 to 2013 and a pullback in 2014 and so on. So from some perspective, we were due. We had three up years and then a big pullback last year. And so we've entered this new cycle for crypto. There's a lot of reasons for that, but that's one piece. Two, I do think the cracks we've seen in the traditional banking sector have opened people's minds to the potential value of an alternative system. Now, when I say that, people think that I'm saying people will throw fiat out the window and move exclusively to Bitcoin. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it shifts people's mindset. It widens the Overton window of what they can consider. And historically, during banking crises, crypto has done well. And the last piece, which we're really seeing at Bitwise, you know, a lot of investors tax loss harvested and left the market at the end of 2022, but their interest didn't go away. Crypto is still the best performing asset class in the world over the last 1, 3, 5, and 10 years. People want this in their portfolio. So we've seen meaningful institutional flows into the Bitcoin and crypto markets. I think when you put those three things together, the cyclicality, the cracks in the banking system, and continued institutional interest, you get an up 70% year. We think there's still upside to go, but there's also volatility ahead, so I wouldn't expect it to continue to go up 35% a month. But we do think we're in a new bull market cycle for Bitcoin and for crypto more broadly, and that's one of the reasons we brought the product to market today with BITC.
What's amazing to me is how many times have we seen the obituary written on Bitcoin? And you think about all of the negative headlines over the past couple of years in crypto. We don't have to go through them all. I think, you know, most people know what they are. And here you look, Bitcoin is up almost 70% year to date. You know, that's not investment advice, but I think for somebody looking at this particular category, that has to get your attention because people keep writing it off and it just, it's like a, I don't know, Matt, probably a bad analogy, a cockroach or something, but it's not dying, right?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. You know, the amazing thing about being in the crypto market is that all you have to believe in order to be bullish on crypto going forward is that everything that's been happening for the last 12 years will continue to happen. The market will continue to grow. The number of wallets will continue to grow. The hash rate will continue to grow. Institutional adoption will continue to grow. Those trends have been in place for over a decade. And the weird thing about it is that's sort of considered the radical position. People are surprised if you're bullish on this market when all you're saying is that these trends have to continue to persist. The actual radical view is that they will break for some reason. And we don't see any reason why that would be true. It is, as you said, people have declared Bitcoin dead. I think the official count is 462 times. And like Mark Twain said, you know, rumors of its death have been greatly exaggerated. We're back again, up 70% this year.
Well, Matt, always enjoy our conversations. Again, congratulations on the launch. Keep up the excellent work you and your team are doing on educating the marketplace on crypto. Really appreciate that. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
That was Matt Hogan, Chief Investment Officer at Bitwise.